Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, the midterms just got more interesting in Massachusetts. Boston City Councilor at large Ayanna Pressley announced today that she's running against longtime Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano in the state's 7th district. That sets up a primary battle between two committed progressive Democrats who are differentiated more by race and gender than they may be by actual policy. WBUR spoke with Pressley in the past hour about her decision to run.
This is bigger than Michael Capuano. This is bigger than Ayanna Pressley.
Pressley told us she'll be more than a, quote, reliable vote. She says she'll be an advocate on issues of income inequality, sexism, gentrification, and racism.
These issues are not new, but they are persistent and nagging and growing. And so it is incumbent upon us, if the issues are the same, the only thing we can change is how we approach those issues. And I believe that a key component to a new approach is a new lens.
Well, joining us now with some analysis is Joshua Miller, politics reporter for the Boston Globe. He's at the State House today. Josh, good to have you back on the show.
It's so good to be here.
Okay, so how much of a surprise was this announcement from Ayanna Pressley?
It's not much of a surprise for me. Pressley is seen as very ambitious and has been on the council since she was elected in 2009. And the way Boston is structured, it's a very powerful mayor, but not a particularly powerful council. And I suspect there are limits to how much one can get done on the council. And it's not a surprise to me because in Boston, as with everywhere, political capital does expire. I think if she had run for re-election for the council again and again and again and it served there, 10 terms, it's a little bit harder to move up in the world.
Okay, so you've been following her career for some time then. Just to react to what you heard her say in that introduction, that she says this is bigger than Michael Capuano, it's bigger than her. It's about bringing a new approach, a new lens to like very persistent issues that America faces. Is that something that's likely to sway Democratic voters in the 7th district?
That'll be the great fun of watching this campaign, is to see whether this generational differentiation she's drawing, she's 43 years old, Mike Capuano 66 years old, will actually work, and it's something that people care about. Now Mike Capuano's been in Congress since he was elected in 1998. He took office in January of 1999. Before that, he was mayor of Somerville. And it'll be interesting to see whether this sort of differentiation she's trying to make, with her as fresh and new and Mike Capuano perhaps being painted as old and stale, will work. Obviously, the congressman's allies would dispute that characterization, and they would they've told me in the last few hours that his team definitely won't let her get away with being seen as sort of a non-politician. They say, she's a five-term Boston City Councilor. She's been in politics a while, and they're going to make sure to frame her as such.
Yeah, so this is really interesting, right? Because I feel like Massachusetts Democrats in the district, in the primary, will have the choice between one progressive Democrat and the other. The real difference is, as you were saying, is how much is there a hunger for, what Ayanna Pressley is calling a new lens, and how much can that actually translate into different outcomes in Washington if indeed, say perhaps she wins? I mean, who knows? She just made this announcement today. I don't know. But what I do want to ask you is there are some peculiarities or specific things about the 7th district which we should talk about, right? Because it's the only majority minority district in the entire Commonwealth.
That's right. So this district, it's most of the voters in the district are going to be from Boston. The district includes half of Boston. The other half of Boston's residents are in Stephen Lynch's district. The district also includes about half of Somerville, a third of Milton, and then the full cities or towns of Somerville, Chelsea, Everett, and Randolph. This is a majority minority district. As you said, it's the only one in the state. And it'll be interesting to see how much issues of race play into this race between Mike Capuano and Ayanna Pressley. I talked to her earlier today. You guys have talked to her. I didn't hear that, obviously. I think she was really focusing on the generational lens and the ability to bring sort of a new, we all see our political positions through the lives we've led, and I think she had obviously had a very different one than Mike Capuano, and I suspect she'll emphasize that.
Yeah,
she was raised by a single mom in Chicago. Her dad was someone who struggled with substance abuse and was in and out of prison, and she told me that that's a story that she's going to tell, and I think it's a story that may definitely resonate with some folks in the district.
So you talked to her. I mean, today is a day where new candidates facing longtime incumbents usually stick to they're on message on the day of the announcement of their candidacy. Is there anything that she told you that surprised you?
No, not really. You know, we didn't really get into a discussion of fundraising, and I think that's going to be one of the key issues here. Whether or not this will be a competitive race, the first sort of benchmark she's going to have to meet is being able to get her message out, and that's going to take money. The Boston media market, both on television and radio, is extremely expensive. Mike Capuano begins with $760,000 in the bank. Ianna Pressley begins with zero. She can't take the money she's raised in her municipal race and bring it to the federal race. And as an incumbent congressman, Mike Capuano knows a lot of folks. He has a lot of allies. He's been around a long time. I think he's going to be able to raise a huge amount of money and be able to tell people accurately that he's been a very strong progressive and that his beliefs match the district. Now, the question is whether Pressley will be able to do the same, saying, you know, time for a new, fresh voice, you know, asking people to give some money to support her in her efforts to take out an incumbent.
Right. Well, when WBUR spoke with her just a little while ago, Ianna Pressley stressed that, you know, this is the first day of her campaign and she actually hasn't yet formed all of the particular aspects of the platform she's going to run on.
I have been an aide, I have been a candidate, and I have been an elected official. You cannot hypothesize and perfectly predict what you will do until you are in an office, especially not me, because I pride myself on being someone that develops that agenda in partnership with community.
Interesting. What do you take? What's your take on that, Josh? Or your reaction to that?
It gives her a little more time to come up with the specifics of a policy proposal. And, you know, a lot of candidates will do this. They'll say sort of, you know, today is just sort of about me announcing and talking about this. And I'm going to go on a listening tour and hear what people have to say. And then probably I would expect we'll see a rollout of specific policy positions as we go forward. But, you know, it may be that they actually don't end up disagreeing much on policy at all. And it may be that they just end up disagreeing on sort of the lens with which they bring to Congress. If that's her message, I don't know. That could work. That may be the only thing that will work, especially if the issues where they disagree on don't really exist.
Yeah. Well, this now all of a sudden is turning into one of the is going to be one of the most closely watched races in Massachusetts. Joshua Miller, politics reporter for the Boston Globe. We've got links to all of Josh's great reporting at radioboston.org. Thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.
And we look forward to a long sit-down conversation with Councillor Pressley a little later this week, so stay with Radio Boston for that. But we'll be back with the rest of the show in just a minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.